Sean, a convincing away performance again and another step closer to your goal.
It was a very good away performance on what is definitely the worst football pitch I've seen in many years. I've played on some horrors in my time, but I've never witnessed anything like that at this level.
How do you prepare for playing on a pitch like this? Can you do that at all?
Well, to be honest, we'd seen a couple of the previous games and they'd heavily watered it, and at least the ball was travelling. There wasn't as much on it today, so it's bobbling everywhere. And I thought the players adapted to it fantastically well and played really good common sense football and, you know, utilised passing in the top third of the pitch when they could. We knew we have quality in that area of the pitch, and I thought overall they delivered a performance that it needed on that pitch, basically.
Is it fair to say you took a while to get going here?
Well, they've just come off the back of two draws and a win, so they're obviously at home. They've got a good feel, good factor off their results. I thought they started really brightly, and all credit to them for that. But once we got a foothold in the game and we started to sort of adapt really to the game and the circumstances, particularly the pitch, I thought then we looked good value as the game built, and we started playing some productive football and obviously scored goals.
And that productive football brought you a goal for Ashley Barnes, his first for the club.
Yeah, delighted for Ash. He's worked ever so hard again today. He's developing into the group because obviously he's new to it. We have certain ways of working that he's adapting to. I must say, a fantastic ball in as well. He's in the right area, and the keeper's made an unbelievable save to stop Ash getting his second and 2-0.
Could you have gone in further ahead at half time? You had a couple of chances before the break. The goalkeeper did well for Charlton.
Yeah, Scotty Arfield's had a great break. I think the lad should be sent off, to be honest. It didn't happen. He broke through, and then there's a bobble just in the box when he finally got a pass away. Scott had another chance on the edge of the box. Barnes has had one. The keeper's made a fantastic save. And we've really kept them down to minimum. I mean, they had one chance because of our mistake, a bad back pass. So we've kept them down to minimal all day today.
And then came the penalty in the second half. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a penalty. I'm delighted. We've had seven not given this season. So I'm delighted to see one given.
And then right at the end, Michael Keightley on as a sub with a nutmeg as well. It's a super piece of skill, and it got the end product that it deserved.
Yeah, we believe in the group. It's not about one individual, you know, and he's come on, looked nice and bright and affected the game. Junior's done so, just come in and played today. And, you know, it's important. I've mentioned it so many times. The subs have great value to me, and the way that the staff work with players who are outside the group sometimes, and it's difficult. You know, but you can only play 11. But Kaiser's come on and affected the game nicely for us.
Chris Baird seems to fit in superbly.
He's played at the highest level, and his fitness will improve, his sharpness will improve. He's just a clever player. I played with him as a young man, taught him how to pass, how to slick it all over the place. He's a very, very intelligent player. And like I say, his fitness and sharpness will only improve with training with the group and getting games under his belt.
Did you have to adapt your game plan today to accommodate him?
No, not really. The pitch was the main concern. I've got great belief in the players. That's why we bring them to the club. The pitch was the main concern. And like I said, I'm really pleased how well we adapted to it.
You won't have to play on pitches like that in the Premier League. How close does this take you?
Well, I'll tell you what it takes us. It takes us into Tuesday night. That's where it takes us. Another big 3 points. And then going into Tuesday at home at Turf, of course, that's where it takes us.
And finally, the support today, nearly 3,000 here today. How much boost does that give you?
Brilliant. They've been terrific. The away fans, you know, I've said it all year, and I'll make it clear again, it's only because it's a bigger demand on away fans, you know, financially, the time, the effort. But they've been first class. So, yeah, and I must say, first class is something at the club. And today, again, you know, London Clarets will have a few here as well, which is fantastic. But they've seen the team giving everything again. And I said when I got here, that would be the minimum, is that they give everything. And they've done that again today with some real quality to win the match.